Dante Inferno, Camp Catastrophe by Brian Gordon, read by Nizar Al-Durazi. This is the second audiobook in the Dante Inferno series. Chapter 1. The Catastrophic Fart. Hello, whoever's reading this. Dante Inferno here. How's it going? I bet you're doing better than I am. Want to know why? Okay, maybe it didn't ruin my whole life, but it definitely messed up the winning streak I was on. Which was a shame because, prior to that, my last winning streak had been... never! See, my best friend Virgil and I recently won our school's Ring of Fire quiz tournament. It was kind of a big deal since we were definitely the underdogs. For about a week afterwards, we were like kings of Perg High School. Everyone else at school said,
"Allow us to grovel before you."
Our victory was all anyone could talk about in Brimstone. And then, in the blink of an eye, it all disappeared. No one seemed to remember our amazing triumph. And why? All because of this stupid farting cat video that went viral. Suddenly, that was all anyone could talk about. Then came the remixes, the parodies. There were even t-shirts. It got old real quick. At least for me. As you can tell, Virgil wasn't nearly as bothered as I was. Honestly, I admire that about him. He's a go-with-the-flow kind of guy. Me? I'm more of a stand defiantly in the flow and probably drown type. Mostly because I'm stubborn. Also because I can't swim very well. Yeah, probably should have thought that through before agreeing to go to camp next to a lake. Did I mention I'm on my way to camp? Virgil's mom is driving us there right now. It's a good way away, so I'm killing time writing all this down in the back seat of her minivan. It's that, or join in on her and Virgil's endless sing-alongs. It's kind of adorable how Virgil and his mom like to belt out songs together in the car. At least it is when I've got my noise-canceling headphones on. Virgil sold me on the idea of going to this camp vacation thing shortly after our victory. I'm not really sure what to expect since I've never really been camping. I slept in a tent in my backyard a couple times with my dad when I was little, but I'm not sure that counts. You know how they call some people outdoorsy if they love getting dirty and being uncomfortable? Well, I'm indoorsy. I like air conditioning and having somewhere to charge my phone. Don't get me wrong, I think trees are as cool as the next guy, but they lack plug sockets. Kind of a huge oversight from Mother Nature, if you ask me. Anyway, Virgil wouldn't shut up about how awesome camp was, so I figured I'd give it a shot. It's just over a week long, and there's a big talent show at the end, so I thought it would be a great chance for Virgil and me to wow everyone again, and maybe reclaim some of that glorious attention we were getting before that dumb farting cat became everyone's new favorite thing. I've been thinking about how to win that talent show. My main expertise is comic books. But talking about comic books isn't the sort of thing normal, boring people find super entertaining. I know what you're thinking, guys. Could Captain Punch-a-Bunch throw a punch strong enough to knock himself out? Well, it's complicated. That's why I've switched to Plan B. "Hey, Virgil," I said, interrupting their duet. "You got something in your ear." Virgil looked confused for a second, until I plucked a shiny coin from his ear.
"Hey, how'd you do that?"
Virgil's mom laughed. "A magician never tells," I smirked confidently. But to be honest, that's the first time I